Now, we're going to have Al come up and he's going to give us a talk. So do you guys want to start a slow clap again and we'll get Al to come out? Oh, and he's already here.
Oh my. Whoops-a-daisy. I just hit something. It's okay, we'll fix it later. Oh, good morning, everyone. Mums and dads, good morning, church, and good morning, kids. Guys, it was an epic week at Winterfest. Each day was insane. I don't usually take naps, but it made me want to take a lot of naps. Now, one of the things we did at Winterfest, each day we worked through a little bit of the Bible, and we really wanted to see who Jesus is and how amazing he is. So we worked through the Gospel of Mark about Jesus' life. And even though each day was a simple truth about Jesus, these truths are not basic. They are deep and profound. But I want to give you a recap. Kids, we'll give all the parents a recap of what we learned. So I'm going to need your help. But before we do that, let's ask God that he would help us see how amazing Jesus is. Oh, yeah, so she said I had to jump down. Usually every day I jump down because I do the talk down there. But I'm going to do up here so everyone can see. And my legs are sore. My legs are very sore. It's a big jump. Okay, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, if Jesus is really amazing, please help us see that. If it's true, please help us see that. And if he's worth following, please make us see that. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. So the first day, we saw that Jesus is the captain. Remember you guys? Everyone go like that? It's true, I'm not the captain. Jesus is the captain. Got called out. That's true. I've been saying that all week. And so we saw that Jesus is not just the captain of a ship. He's not just the captain of people at church, but he's the captain of the whole world. God put him in charge of everything. And so we've been saying that Jesus is the captain. I won't put the hat on, but I'm tempted to. It's a very comfy hat, actually. Jesus is the captain. And what happened is after Jesus, it'll stay. After he pointed out to everyone he was the captain, he went around telling people this. Look at the screen. Guys, can you yell it out with me? You ready? We'll go, Captain Jesus says. Okay, let's do that one more time. Nice and loud. One, two, three. Captain Jesus says, come follow me. Yeah, and so. And one day Jesus was walking along the Sea of Galilee. And there was a guy called James and John. They had their own boat. And they were doing stuff on it, whatever they were doing. And Jesus comes to them. He says to them, you guys ready to say it? Here we go. Captain Jesus says, come follow me. And James and John, they could have said, hey, Jesus, can you see we've got our own boat here? Like, can you just, you keep walking, Jesus. We don't need you. Now, what they did is they left everything and they started following Jesus, which is amazing. Why would anyone follow Jesus? Now, I want to tell you guys that it is really good to follow Jesus. So I need some things out of the box. But first, we need this. If I trip, that'll be so embarrassing. Pray that I don't trip. Okay, I'll put this here. What we saw is that following Captain Jesus is really good. So we all have a choice to make. Where's this one? This one. Can you guys see that? That says Al. I have a choice to make. I get to be my own captain if I want. I can. Does that fit here? I don't even know which one goes where. I can follow Al's way, which means that whatever I want to do, I do it. Whatever I decide, I do it. If I don't want to listen to you, I don't listen to you. If I want to listen to you, I listen to you. That's my choice. Now, if you don't want Al to be your captain, that's a lot of work, so I don't want to be your captain. You could be your own captain. So you can put your own name here. It says your. So you can put there Sam or Isla or James or Isabel. Oh, what is that? Is that one going to stick there? No, it's not going to stick there. Sticky things are in a specific spot. So you can follow your own way. I listen to me, and I will follow what I say, and I will listen to who I want to listen to. But the Bible says all those ways actually lead the same way. If we try to be our own captains, the Bible says you'll get lost. You'll get lost in life. You'll actually not know where you're going and what to do. And the Bible says that if you follow your own way, you'll make a shipwreck of your life. And the Bible says you'll miss out on the one thing that you were made for, which is to be with God. But then there's what Captain Jesus says. He says, come follow him. And when you follow Captain Jesus, you listen to what he says. He decides things for us. If we want to know what to do in life, we go, Captain Jesus, what do you say? And we look at the Bible. And the Bible says that if we follow Captain Jesus, he knows exactly where he's going. He never has to look around. Where are we? What's life about? No, he knows. And he can even save a shipwrecked life. And remember what we learned? Captain Jesus can take us to God and make us truly happy. So that's what we learned the first day. And remember, kids, can you all stand up? We'll show them the big turn that we did. Everyone stand up. Remember we were walking this way? So all you have to do is the big turn. Okay, I do the robot hands, but you don't have to do the robot hands. So everyone take a step or two back so you give yourself some space. We're going to take a few steps that way, and we'll do the big turn and go this way, okay? So here we go. And, oh, I feel so much power. Huh. This way. That's it. That's the big turn. Okay, good job, guys. Take a seat. Maybe it's not that big. The way we follow, oh, my shoelace. Can I quickly tie that? 3, 2, 1. Got it. It's probably going to go loose again. So, Captain Jesus, the way that we don't follow him is we don't have to actually physically turn around in a room. We say to him, Jesus, we're sorry that we tried to be our own captain. Can you be our captain? That's day one. Can you guys say day one with me? We'll go, Captain Jesus says, come follow me. Whew, okay, deep breath. Day two, we learned that Captain... Does anyone remember what day two was about? Ooh, hand up. He did say to the ocean, be still. What else did he say? We're going to learn about that as well. Yes. Captain Jesus said, don't be afraid. Oh, you guys are so soft. Can I get one loud one? I need some help. I'm all alone up here. Okay, here we go. Captain Jesus says, don't be afraid. Whew, that's much better. It's a really good thing that Captain Jesus says that because we're all afraid of things. I'll show you something that I'm afraid of. I brought out my, what's this? My fear box. Now, I'm a little bit embarrassed to tell people that I get scared of things because I'm a pretty big dude, you know, big guns and stuff. But I get scared of things, and can I show you guys what's in here? If I can open it. I make sure this is tightly sealed because these things are scary. Oh! Check that out. Whew! It's a fake lizard. I'm super scared of lizards, anything that crawls along the ground. And you know my wife, Rochelle, when she sees some of these things in the house, she's like, ah! She's like, you catch it, take it outside. And I'm just as scared as she is. So I'm trying to be brave, and I'm walking over there, making sure that she's okay, but at the same time, I'm so scared. And I'll just throw the box of tissues at it and run away. Okay, so I'm very scared of these things. But I'm not the only one who's scared, right? Everyone would have their own fear box. And you'd probably put things in your fear box that I wouldn't put in. Kids, can we get some things that people are afraid of? If you've got an answer, yes. Spiders, yeah, that's probably another one on my list. Hannah, did you have your hand up? Were you going to say spiders too? What were you going to say? The dark. Yeah, a lot of people are scared of the dark. My brother's scared of the dark. Yes, at the front here. Snakes. Oh my, yeah, snakes. Please, no. Venomous animals. We shouldn't live in Australia, should we? Yeah? Sharks. We shouldn't live in Australia. Like, what's going on? Now, okay, one last one. Roller coasters, yeah, but you can avoid them. They are pretty scary. Now, mums and dads, you're also scared of things. We are scared of what people think about us. We are scared of the future. We are scared of losing our job. There's so many things that we're scared of. But we saw that when we follow Captain Jesus, we don't need to be afraid. So we looked at Mark chapter 4. Remember, Jesus was in this ginormous, huge, epic storm. And his followers, who were used to being on boats, fishermen, they were scared. They were panicking. They were probably trying to scoop water out. And they woke Jesus up because he was just taking a nap in the back of the boat through a storm. I don't know, could anyone sleep yesterday? I was here in the building and the water and the wind and everything was. I couldn't make that stop. And they wake Jesus up. Jesus, don't you care? We're about to drown. And I always like to think that Jesus just woke up with a big stretch. Oh, everyone do a big stretch, a big yawn. What's going on here? Oh, okay, and Jesus, he doesn't get everyone together and say, hey, everyone, huddle up. Okay, you scoop the water out there. You start rowing. No. He turns around and he looks at the wind and the waves and he says, well, do we have it on the screen? No, I don't think we have that one on the screen. We'll get to that. He says to them, quiet, be still. And the wind and the waves listen to Jesus. When I visit my brother, you know, when the dog jumps up at me, I say, sit. And the dog doesn't listen. But Jesus, he says to the ocean, shh, quiet. And the wind and the waves obey him. And everyone in the boat was like, who is this guy? That the thing that we're scared of, they were about to drown, he just controls it. And so Jesus turns to them and says this. Can you guys say it with me? Captain Jesus says, Don't be afraid. Good job. He says, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? What Jesus was saying to them, he's not saying, hey guys, the storm's gone now. You don't have to be afraid anymore. No, he's saying to them, you never had to be afraid because you follow Captain Jesus. And one of the things when you keep looking at Jesus, we see how powerful he is. That he is more powerful than anything we can fear. And we saw in the storm that he cares for his followers. Jesus didn't jump out the boat and say, see you later, I'm saving myself. He looked after his followers. And the more we see Jesus, we'll see that our fears will keep shrinking because Jesus will just look huge compared to them. And our faith will keep growing in Jesus. So Day two, we learned that Captain Jesus says, don't be afraid. That's really good because we all have fears. Now, I think that's worth singing Lighthouse about. Lighthouse is one of my favorite songs that we sung this week. Lighthouse is all about Jesus being the one that we can look to when it feels like we're in the storm. So why don't we stand, kids? We'll sing Lighthouse. I'll leave this out here, actually. Good job. One of the things with the Winterfest songs is you just wake up in the morning singing like these songs. You're like, ah, can't remember what I was doing. Just singing Winterfest songs and jumping around my living room, you know? My parents are there, so we look a bit stupid. Okay, guys, day three. We're pretty full bottle on Jesus at this point, but I don't know if you guys remember day three, where I showed you the epic Nerf gun, and then, well, I showed you these, my tennis socks. Only a wife could love that person, right? Now, we talked about trading. Oh, my. Even the tongs don't want them. We talked about if one of you guys had the stinky socks, which no one wanted, would you trade it for the Nerf gun? Yeah, like you'd be a fool not to. But if you had the Nerf gun and I said, do you want my stinky socks? No, everyone said no. If you could give a pair of stinky socks to get a brand new Nerf gun, that would be a really good trade. But we learned about one of the best trades. Will that stay if I put that there? You'd hope so. We'll put the stinky socks back. We learned that if we follow Jesus, he does one of the best trades for us. Can you guys do this with me? Captain Jesus trades. How did we do that? I'm trying to remember that action. We went like that? Oh, you went like that. Two things, and then you trade them, okay? Captain Jesus trades his life for ours. So after a few years of Jesus telling people, hey, you follow me, hey, you follow me, hey, you follow me, they arrested him. And they got Jesus killed. And so what happened is Jesus was killed and another guy called Barabbas went free. They did a trade. Barabbas was a bad guy. He was a murderer and a thief. And he was guilty. He was already in prison. And Jesus had done nothing wrong. But the people wanted Barabbas to go free and Jesus was killed. And remember what Jesus did? Can everyone go like this? Shh. The whole time Jesus was accused, he said nothing. Jesus didn't beg, I'm sorry, guys, I want to do it. No. He didn't blame. Well, they started it. He didn't accuse. Well, actually, I'm not the one who's wrong. They're the one who's wrong. He didn't say a thing. He didn't kick, try and get out of it. No, Jesus let them kill him. But remember, Jesus is the captain over everything. He could have just gone like, shh. He could have said to them, still, and then walked out. Why would Jesus let them kill him? And remember, we learned the treasure verse all week. The answer's in there for us. Can we have the treasure verse on this one of the screens? This one's a bit dark, isn't it? Remember, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life. Jesus had a mission to give his life. Jesus wants to be swapped. Jesus wants to trade his life for ours. And remember what we learned is that everyone is actually guilty. Not just Barabbas. He gets to go free. He's a little picture of what Jesus does for everyone. So remember this. Where's my sticky notes? Oh, here they are. Imagine if you had to put sticky notes on you for every time you did the wrong thing. Okay, so every time I decided, oh, Jesus, I don't need you to be my captain. I can put that there. Jesus, I think I can be my own captain. Oh, Jesus, I don't need you as my captain. I'll make this decision. Every time, okay, I'm going to stop with that one. Otherwise, I'll just be here all morning putting sticky notes on myself. Oh, so every time that we lie, we put another sticky note on it. Oh, yeah, I tell lies. Or every time we're mean to someone, especially the people that we love, full of sticky notes. Every time we cheat, oh, okay, I'll stop there. How many sticky notes do you guys think I'll have on me by the time I finish telling everything I've done wrong? I wouldn't be able to get out of bed. I'll just be weighed down by a tree. So much paper on top of me. But what Jesus did, remember, he traded places. So he died and he took all the blame. We'll stick it on the captain's hat because Jesus is not here. He's in heaven. Okay. We'll get it on there. And so Jesus, I'll try and be quick. Am I getting them all? I got this one in my head today. I'm good? Okay. And Jesus takes all the wrong things we've done. Oh, no, no. He died for every single sin. Perfect. Nothing fell off the cross. And Jesus died and he swapped places with us so that God could forgive us because we were guilty. Well, hopefully he'll stay there this time. That's it. That's the good news. Captain Jesus trades his life. Everyone come with me. Not come with me. Just do this. Captain Jesus trades his life for ours. That's amazing. So that God could forgive us so that we could live with him forever. The best trade, better than trading socks for a Nerf gun. Okay, I need to go to the back of the stage to quickly get something for the next one. Give me a second. On my belly. Okay, I'm not going to do as many punches as I did the other day because I was totally exhausted. I was gassed out. Not very fit. Oh, okay, guys, we are the champions. And remember, because we follow Captain Jesus, the champion. When he died on the cross, he had a fight with death. You think he lost? Looked like he lost for a little bit, didn't he? But remember our big point? Everyone come with me. Everyone do this. Captain Jesus beat death. Okay, I want to take the gloves off because this is hard. Can I catch my breath as well? It's like a little time buyer. Okay, perfect. Captain Jesus beat death. So I'll tell you the story. After Jesus was killed, he's put in the tomb. These ladies brought spices. Some of his followers brought spices because stinks in tombs. And as they got there, the tomb was empty. And the big stone was rolled away. And as they looked inside confused, a guy was there. And he said to him, "Don't worry, don't be afraid, don't be scared." And he said this to them. Maybe I'll use this screen so I don't have a bias towards the screens. He says to them, "You are looking for Jesus." Yes, they were looking for Jesus. The Nazarene, who was crucified. Yes, he was killed. They're looking for him. Look, he has risen. Not they've moved the body. Jesus is alive. The guy was trying to tell them that, you ready? Captain Jesus beat death. Jesus is alive. He won. And so he said, "Go tell people that Jesus is alive." And so they ran away from there. Why should people be told that Captain Jesus beat death? Why do people? Because death is one of the saddest parts about life. It's one of the scariest things in life. Death is so terrible that even Jesus cried when his friend Lazarus died. Death is so bad, it makes us say goodbye to all the people we love. I'm actually saying goodbye to all the things we love. And you know what? It's one of the parts of life we don't like talking about, is it? If we can avoid it, we don't want to talk about it. No one wants to go to a funeral. That's not fun. And so it's good news because Captain Jesus beats death. Someone finally didn't lose to death. The Bible says that every person who lives will die. But Jesus came and changed. He came and he changed everything because he beat death. Remember, we took this out. It's a little bit deflated now. Whoa! If there was a trophy for beating death, it'd probably be not a blow-up trophy. And it would be bigger than this building because no one's ever done it. But Jesus gets to lift the trophy. Remember we said that the tomb being empty and Jesus being alive, it's proof that he is the winner. And so Jesus went to his... Let's pop that right there. Oh, no. Oh, whatever. So Jesus went to his followers and he says, "Hey guys, I'm alive." And they touched him. "Oh yeah, I guess that's you." And they gave him some food. "Okay, so that's really you." And they saw the scars and he said, "Didn't I tell you I was going to come back to life?" And I guess, yeah, you did tell us, but we don't listen very well. And then Jesus said, "You know what I want you to do? I want you to go tell people. Because, you know what? When I win, And I didn't win a lot growing up, but I won sometimes. And when I was with my brother, I would tell my brother, you know what, I'm a winner and you're a loser. I'm stronger and you're not. Whatever I beat him at, I would rub it in his face and let him know. Put it on the kitchen table for breakfast so that he sees it every morning. I'm good. But Captain Jesus is not like that. He's not like, hey, I beat death. No, 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 you didn't. Now, Captain Jesus says, I want to share the win with everyone in the world. So go and tell more people that they can come and join me. And anyone who follows Jesus, even though you die, you will come back to life just like Jesus and beat death. Isn't that amazing? If we follow Captain Jesus, we'll get to lift the trophy saying, we beat death. Now, that's the end of the fourth talk. That's where we finish. And then it stays this time. Then we said, isn't Captain Jesus amazing? He says we can follow him. He'll help us through the storms of life because storms will come, so we don't need to be afraid. He dies for us and he beats death. And anyone who follows him will also beat death. Now, mums and dads, even though this was brief, even though this was basic, the good news of Jesus is deep and profound. And Jesus himself invites questions. He loves it when people ask him questions and investigate. Is that really so? What about this? What about this? He can handle the tough questions we have. And it's actually got answers for the big things of life. So if you want to know more, if your kids ask you questions, there is some resources at the back. Come back to church. In kids' church every Sunday, we tell kids about Jesus. And I guess they tell adults here. I mean, kids. No, they do tell adults about Jesus. So if you've got any questions, come along. Now, I'm going to pray and thank God that Jesus is so amazing and that if we follow him, we've got a good. And then we're going to sing, thank you, God. Okay, let's thank God. God, thank you that you love everyone, that you love them so much that you sent Jesus, because you see that we're lost without Captain Jesus. And thank you that we don't have to be afraid. Thank you that he trades places with us. And thank you that if we follow him, we will beat death. We are the champions, just like Jesus is a champion. Thank you for all the good things. Thanks for so much fun we had at Winterfest, all the games, all the singing, all the craft, all the workshops. We thank you. And thanks for Jesus. Amen.